Let's get right to it, shall we? He's a Super Bowl champion, the 1983 NFL MVP. You can follow him on Twitter at Theismann7. It's Joe Theismann with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Joe. How's summer treating you?
It's treating me great, guys. How are you?
We're doing great, and it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thank you for your time this morning. We'll jump right into a quarterback situation that you're familiar with because, once again, it's making waves. Colin Kaepernick in the debate of what's keeping him out of the NFL. Is it his political protest, or is it his play on the field? Michael Vick had some interesting comments recently suggesting perhaps Colin get a haircut, and perhaps it's the performance on the field that's been hurting Colin's chances. Where do you land on the situation?
Well, I think in Colin's case, I think that certainly the stance that he took regarding the national anthem and the American flag certainly has, I think, affected a little bit of what the decisions might be regarding him getting a job. You have 32 owners out there that I think are concerned about what the repercussions might be if he is signed, and it's their prerogative. Just like it was his prerogative to do what he did, it's their prerogative to do what they do. And also, there's 90 positions in the quarterback position in the National Football League. He certainly is better than some of those guys. I mean, he's not the 91st guy. So maybe his performances, may not be that impressive, but he has a decent resume that under different circumstances, someone would probably give him a chance. But I do believe that it has to do with ownership being leery of what the repercussions might be based upon the stance that he took.
And you think it's based upon the stance and not necessarily based upon his look, because Michael Vick was saying that he should get a haircut and that would ostensibly solve the problem. Do you think that the protest is a separate thing completely from how he portrays himself?
His hair doesn't run and his hair doesn't throw. So, as far as that goes, I think he has the right to express himself, to wear his hair the way he wants to. I don't think that has anything to do with the way things are turning out for him as we go forward.
Joe, your boy Lo Neal here. Looking forward to seeing you in Canton. I'm introducing your boy LT.
Well, that's right.
Let's talk about a team that's close and dear to you, the Washington Redskins. Why weren't they able to get a deal done with Cousins?
Well, it's interesting that you asked the question, and this comes up so often. Why weren't the Washington Redskins able to get a deal with Kirk Cousins? Because Kirk Cousins didn't want a deal. That's the bottom line. I mean, it isn't. The Redskins made an offer on May 2nd with no response coming back whatsoever from Kirk's camp. Well, that has to tell you that he's not interested in doing a deal this year. What he wanted to do was he wants to play under the franchise tag. He wants to see what the suitors are going to look like next year. He wants to see what the Redskins are going to look like as a football team. Kirk is a very, very calculated, bright young man, and he analyzes situations completely. And it really didn't matter what the Redskins were going to offer. So it really isn't, why didn't the Redskins get the deal done? In any negotiation like this, it takes two parties. It takes management and it takes the players' camp. And in this case, the players' camp wasn't willing to make a commitment because they didn't want to make an offer, and all of a sudden the Redskins say yes. I think he wanted to play the year out, and that's what he's going to get a chance to do.
Super Bowl champ Joe Theismann with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Fans in San Francisco keeping a very close eye on the Cousins situation because if he is to hit the market next year, the thought process is that Kyle Shanahan and the Niners would want to make a serious play for Cousins. Fast forward a year, if Kirk has a good season, do you see Bruce Allen using the franchise tag for a third time, or do you think San Francisco is going to have what it takes to get the deal done?
Well, San Francisco is $63 million under the cap this year. You got to figure they'll be under the cap next year. You look at their quarterback situation, you certainly think that they're going to keep an eye on it. I don't know if they necessarily want to go draft someone. Defensively, I think they're going to be a pretty good football team. Offensively, obviously, it depends on how the quarterback plays. There's no question that anybody in their right mind is going to look at the situation and say San Francisco with Kyle Shanahan there would be number one as far as what you might consider Kirk having an opportunity and a place to go. There's also the transition tag that can be placed where the Redskins will have an opportunity to match any offer. So there are different options available to the Redskins as there are to Kirk at the end of this particular season.
Ezekiel Elliott's had himself quite a long offseason, Joe. What do the Cowboys do with this young player who is facing a possible suspension from the league and continues almost on the daily to pop up in more news headlines?
Well, you know, it's interesting reading what Jerry Jones had to say, which was nothing. When Jerry doesn't have a comment on a situation, you sort of have to look at it as very serious. I think that, you know, Zeke is a young man that's trying to figure out in life what it's all about. I mean, we live in a fishbowl. You do it. I mean, your personalities, where you go, what you do, the way you act, the people you hang out with, they're all reported in this day and age. I mean, everybody has a cell phone. Everybody has a way to record something. So, you know, you're really never alone unless you're by yourself in a room. And so in Ezekiel's situation, he has a responsibility to himself, to his family, to the Dallas Cowboys, to the National Football League. And you have to make smart decisions. You know, I'm convinced that guys that wind up getting suspended just don't like money. They just don't like money. I mean, you get a 4-game suspension in the NFL, it costs a lot of money. And it doesn't take much, I think, to be able to make some good decisions. But again, you're talking about young guys who you would hope be able to make better decisions than they do. And I don't know what the situation exactly is with Zeke. All I know is that he's a heck of a football player, and the Cowboys would be, you know, a little bit behind the eight ball without him.
Joe Theismann with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. A team the Raider fans are going to be keeping a very close eye on this season, as always, the Kansas City Chiefs. But the Chiefs, in my estimation, are going to have more struggles this year than we've seen in the past. Throw out the fact that it's a tricky schedule. Andy Reid and the organization trading up to bring in Patrick Mahomes. That could create a dicey situation with Alex Smith, coupled with the fact that they just fired their general manager less than a month before the start of camp. What do you make of the Chiefs this season?
Well, there's a lot of general managers that have sort of got by the wayside. You know, Carolina just got rid of theirs. Kansas City got rid of one. The Redskins got one just before the draft. I think they're finding out that, you know, there's other ways to be able to get things done. In the case of the Kansas City Chiefs, go back 2 years, you didn't have a wide receiver catch a touchdown pass. Last year, Alex Smith threw just 16 touchdown passes. They looked at Patrick Mahomes, and they probably looked at the 2018 draft, the 2019 draft, and felt like we're going to be in a very good position to be able not to draft real low. We're a good football team. So let's see if we can get a young guy in the fold now, bring him along. And I don't think it spells anything for Alex Smith. He's still going to be the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs for at least the next couple of years. So you start to bring somebody in that you can work into the system, let him learn about professional football, let him learn the way that you want to run the offense. And then if you need him to play, that's fine. But right now, I think it's a betting on the future by the Kansas City Chiefs more than a replacement for Alex.
He's the 1983 NFL MVP, Super Bowl champion. Follow him on Twitter at Theismann7. And quite frankly, every time I see a picture of the guy, he's got the greatest tan I have ever seen in my life. Joe, I don't know how you do it, but it's Joe Theismann with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.